Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm going to tell you, it's been a while since I heard this song.
Yeah.
I heard it last night. Kat had some Halloween mix on at the house.
Oh, nice.
So this
like
is
like a Halloween mix.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yo, Lucas gets into the Halloween tunes. I'm sure CC does.
CC
maybe Georgie as well.
CC's super into Halloween.
But like, what are they listening? So like, it's not like kids bop. But like, what my kid will listen to is he'll listen to like the Trolls movies, the Sing movies. Like, they're not the actual versions of the song.
Dude, there's some weird stuff on YouTube.
Oh,
as you can imagine.
Yeah.
Like, really, even in like the kid-friendly version.
Yeah,
of
weirder than Chocolate with Holes.
Yeah,
as Razor was talking about.
Go ahead.
Which I still am curious about. Yeah,
it's like. It's like this animated stuff with this like wacky voiceovers.
Yeah, and you're like,
what even is this?
Yeah, what are you watching?
So right now it's some like skeleton show where they sing songs and there's like witches.
Singing, but like real songs.
It's song. Ah, they're made up songs.
Not like Alice
Cooper. Some of them they're stealing. Some of them they're like putting their own spin on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, a lot of them are like earworms or whatever. And
okay.
You're just like, I just want this off.
Okay, so like what Lucas will listen to is like, for instance, Sing. I don't know if your kids like the Sing movies.
Mm.
Great films.
Yeah, okay.
But they put out for Halloween like just a thriller reenactment.
Oh, even with, I thought Michael Jackson was kind of.
Maybe they're trying to shift away from Jackson. They're like, hey, this
damage is done.
You can watch Thriller. But yeah, they leaned right in on that. It's a good
point.
Like,
hey, Michael Jackson.
Next up, Puff Daddy Christmas.
So
they leaned right in
okay,
on that.
Right.
So he's been watching that. So he's like, he's listening to Thriller, but has no idea about the real song.
That's
my point. So, right. So my point is, the Alice Cooper song comes on last night, and he's like rocking out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's not like a.
Alice Cooper had a great cameo in Wayne's World 2.
Tremendous.
And I remember as a kid being like, I'm kind of scared of this guy, but I'm interested.
Yeah.
I want to know what his deal is.
Yeah, what's your thing?
But he's also kind of terrifying. But yeah, that guy's he's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a good.
Alice Cooper came
mix.
To him, spoiler alert, came to him in his dreams? Or was Alice Cooper in real life?
No, he was like backstage, wasn't he, somewhere?
Is that what
it was? Maybe Michael.
You're talking Wayne's World.
Yes.
Yeah,
Wayne's
World. They got the concert, and it was the first one.
We're not worthy.
Oh, wait, right, Alice Cooper was the first one?
It's the first one, yeah, because they got the tickets and the backstage passes.
That's what it was.
That was literally the song that he was playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all coming together.
Okay, I'm sorry. Wayne's World's all blend together.
Twitch chat's also waiting for, speaking of guys that are problematic, waiting for the Marilyn Manson rejoin. Marilyn Manson's a bad guy. Bad guy. Did you watch that documentary?
No.
Ugh. Evan Rachel Wood was in a relationship with him.
Uh-huh.
It was not good.
Not good?
Not a good
did
guy.
Did he get himself in trouble in your state?
But does that...
Did he in New Hampshire?
Oh, it was your state?
A while ago. I believe he did.
He did something at a concert.
I think he did. Maybe out in Hampton, maybe? One of those places?
But does that mean we can't play it? We can't play his tunes?
I don't know. Do you separate the art from the artist? One of these? You listen to R. Kelly a lot?
We played Thriller earlier. I feel like we can play it. We can play that if you can keep your mustache on.
My mustache on. Hard times. You get scared right off my face. Yeah, no, I know we
your mustache. Your mustache is hanging on there, unlike my Halloween costume.
Every time you tune
deflated.
In, though, the mustache is in a different direction. It's like up, it's down, it's all around. Yeah. Yeah, so the costumes today. So people are pretty much into it. Everybody has, I would say, Wiggy kind of set the bar too high.
Yeah.
Wiggy's Art the Clown from Terrifier. I don't know if you've seen these Terrifier movies.
No, I haven't.
They're the most goriest movies ever. They're legit unrated.
Okay.
Because there's too much blood for R.
Okay.
Oh, there is nudity. It's tasteful.
Okay.
It's not tasteful. It's actually
not tasteful at all.
It's not tasteful nudity? No.
Oh.
What's the opposite of tasteful nudity?
Distasteful nudity.
Blasphemous.
Awesome.
Distasteful, fully clothed.
No, there are some gnarly deaths. It is a wild scene.
Okay.
The Terrifiers. So Art the Clown is the main villain in these movies, and he's become like he's everywhere now. I was in a Spirit Halloween the other day. Boom, Art the Clown. I drove by somebody's like front yard, Art the Clown. And then there's Wiggy, full Art the Clown.
Not talking for most of the beginning of the show, from
which
what I've
heard. Which is terrifying, because that he doesn't. Like Jason Voorhees and Michael Myers doesn't talk.
I just heard Michael Myers talking in the hallway.
Speaking of, we'll put that out. We did the Michael Myers challenge. I don't know how great it went. But
Did you deliver or did you die? Spoiler alert.
Spoiler, dead. I made a mistake. I tried going up the elevator, which was not ready. It was not waiting for me.
Just taking the stairs.
There were stairs right there. But the stairs are so much work.
Run up
so
the stairs.
So much work, yeah.
But that's a death trap. A lot of these movies.
Tripping going up the stairs.
Girl runs up the stairs.
They're latching onto your feet.
So Wiggy was great. Wiggy went as Art the Clown. Yeah. And then Courtney went as the Wicked Witch of the West.
Very topical. Wicked's
coming
Wicked,
out.
Is it out yet? I see the ads.
November or December.
Okay, so soon.
Then Greg Hill went as, I believe, Greg Hill.
Yeah, he did not dress up.
No.
But he has a couple's costume.
Right.
From what we've heard. He's got a couple's costume.
Should have brought the lady in then. So you could have worn the costume.
Or worn half of the costume.
Right. What's the shame in that?
Yeah.
Then what else did we have? Shine was a shark.
Shine was there's something up in the ocean.
There's something up in the ocean.
Inside
right,
joke.
Yeah, so that's good. That's
I happen to like that, but that should not pass Wiggy's bar. Wiggy's
like
got a very high bar for Halloween costumes.
And then Curtis went as Ken.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
And then our show, you went as, now this has been up for some debate.
Yes.
Wiggy did not care for this. You went as a rocket person.
Well, so my son is going as an astronaut.
You went as Otis Thorpe, legendary rocket.
Yes. Kenny the Jet Smith
is
what I went as. No, so I've run out of batteries in my costume. If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, the rockets have deflated. But yeah, I'm like a rocket. My son is an astronaut. And that's what we're going to be marching around.
The former
Charles
Rockets guard,
Vernon Maxwell
takes it to the max before the game.
Hates Utah.
That's right.
So I'll be wearing this later on. But Wiggy didn't care for it because Wiggy's got a very high bar, very specific. He says you got to go as somebody
like me, very recognizable, Hall of Famer, 4-time Rule AIDS Relief Man of the Year, 1-time Cy Young winner, and 4-time All Star or 7-time All Star, excuse me, and World Series champion Raleigh Fingers.
Yeah, and tremendous facial hair on that.
One of the best to ever do it.
Yeah.
Raleigh Fingers.
And again, if you're watching on Twitch, that is not. I assume that was like taped or glued on.
It's a real mustache that grew out last night. The power of me. No, it's a fake mustache. It's what makes the outfit. Billy went as a My Buddy.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah, if we can.
Not Chucky. He went as like the friendly My Buddy.
Yeah, show it
but
off
he could
again.
Turn. He could
show
turn
it off again, Billy. Yeah, if you could show. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah,
give us a little twirl. Get that there. My Buddy.
Yeah,
nice.
That's nice.
Look at that thing.
Bang.
That is real nice.
Who are you wearing?
All right, so Billy. Yeah, who are you wearing?
And then Nick, if you pan over a little bit, Terp, Nick is going as the best co-pilot in the galaxy, Chewbacca.
There he is. Nice.
Hails from Kashyyyk.
Now, Terp, is that's where he's from?
That's the home planet of...
I was unaware of that.
Chewbacca.
Now, Terp is dressed up as... Oh, yeah, get that hood on.
Get that hood up. He's like sweating bullets back there.
Terp is dressed up...
No, the issue is now it's so cold in here that now I'm comfortable.
Oh, it's too frigid.
Staying awake
well,
has
let me tell you,
issue.
When the little fan, when the little fans stopped working in my costume, the temperature went up a good 5 degrees.
Yeah, no, I know.
It's sweltering.
And then Terp is a very convincing Mario.
Yeah, so I was going to ask, it's been a while since I've seen Terp. Is his mustache, is that glued on or taped on? Or has he got like a fitted mustache like
No, you? That looks taped.
Oh.
I think.
That sounded a little judgy. You went full Wiggy there.
I think that it did. There's a show photo. So if you're just driving around, there's Terp. Now you can see it on the Twitch chat. But we also put it out at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. If you're driving around, you don't have time to look at us idiots. But there's Terp. Looks like, look at that. Look at that squadron.
Oh, look. Yeah.
What a crew.
Oh, well, now you can see the full picture. And so that was when my rockets were still
inflated. Were inflated.
Yeah,
helmet.
Those are Northeast Men's Health rockets.
You were doing all right.
Yeah, no, those were looking good. I've now gone through 2 sets of batteries. This thing doesn't hold much of a charge.
And so Stiz is Michael Myers.
Rockets at full attention.
Stiz
is Michael Myers.
Do you think Hart and Arkan are going to dress up?
Arkan dressed up last year.
Okay.
So I'm assuming
probably
yes. Yeah,
my guess is he'll be the only one that did.
You don't think Hart did?
I do not believe Hart did.
We know Stiz did.
I think there were tweets about from Hart.
Oh.
Tweets?
Yeah. He brought in candy yesterday.
He quote-tweeted ours.
And he said we're not professional?
he quote-tweeted ours?
He said host number two will not be dressing up.
Yikes. I assume host number two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a wet sock.
Seriously. Live a little.
He's going as a giant forehead. That's what he's going as.
He's going as a speed bump.
Ironhead Hayward is what he's going as.
I think it was pretty good. I think everybody overall did very well today.
I don't like how you're saying. What do you mean overall?
Well, no, I'm saying if Hart doesn't dress up and Greg didn't dress up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm now self-conscious about my costume after Wiki.
No,
just,
I think
just eviscerated
listen,
me earlier.
You went
today.
Out there and you did something.
I got to get more batteries.
You were trying, and yours again. Is also kind of a couple's costume. I mean, not couple, but like your son.
Yeah, it's, well,
it's
yeah,
two of you.
Yeah, two of us.
Yeah,
there's another layer to it. I will
Power
again.
Couple.
I will again blame my wife for these. And I hope they're not a sponsor.
I mean,
these,
those batteries.
These e-circuit batteries just really are not holding much of a charge.
Those are like demo batteries. They're not going to last more than a minute.
I'm pretty
And
sure.
they didn't.
Those were done. Oh, speak of
Andy
Hart.
Here comes Hart wearing a t-shirt and a
Boo.
Visor.
Boo!
Going as Andy
Boo.
Hart. Terrible.
Walking down the hallway, he's ashamed of himself.
He should be.
He should be.
It's
I
Halloween.
Agree. Yeah. Most days of the year, but especially
yeah,
today.
Yeah, no, today.
Yeah, he's
highlighted
in,
today.
In particular, he should be ashamed of himself today.
Remember, nice you have Halloween
any,
show.
You have any do's or don'ts when you're trick-or-treating, Keith?
Yeah, just don't be a jackass, for starters.
Well, define that.
You could just be, like, I think when you're walking on the ground, right, or when you're walking around, if you say you're going house to house,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
just sort of, like, you don't need. I don't need the extra scares, right? If you're running like a haunted house,
extra scares.
So you know what I'm saying.
So when you're going
so
tonight, you're gonna. There's gonna be people jumping out scaring you.
I'm saying don't do that.
Okay, but
knock it off.
Is that
they could?
That's in play.
Sure it is. It's
I
dark.
I think that's
Boom.
In play.
People want a little scare. Yeah, of course it is. It could be crazy.
Can I tell you? The last time
walking up and down the street. Now you where you live is different from where
I
live.
It is. I haven't gone trick or treating with my son in a few years because.
Oh, that's right.
You know,
night shows.
I work nights for a long
yeah.
time, and even last year afternoons, I didn't get home until trick or treating was done. And so the last time I went trick or treating, Halloween fell on a Sunday. It was Patriots Chargers.
Yeah,
I remember it well because I'm like, I want to watch this game, but we got to go trick or treating.
Well, that was a good game too.
Yo, it was so good, such a good game.
That's horrible.
And so I it's been a while since I've gone trick or treating. I don't recall people jumping out and. Scaring
yeah.
me.
Oh, they'll
though.
Scare the pants off you.
So now I'm nervous.
Razor
about
blades
it.
In the candy. Knock it off with that. You know, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice. You got to cut the crap.
Yes, don't be a jackass. Don't put razor
don't
blades.
Don't give me
in
an
candy.
Apple
that's,
or a
okay.
razor blade.
That's a good one.
If I had to pick one,
yeah, I'd, nothing in between.
Guess it would be the apple.
So let me, is this frowned upon?
What do you got?
You know, if I'm going to take out. You know, like a Yeti mug of like a beverage of choice.
No, I think
that's
encouraged.
Frowned upon? Is that encouraged?
I think it's encouraged.
That's encouraged.
I told you, my one buddy, he like their whole town, they like give out beers and stuff to the adults when like
that
like,
kid look 15.
Yeah, he's dressed up.
Yeah,
he's dressed up as a lemur.
He's dressed as Raleigh Fingers. I could have sworn he was.
How would he know Raleigh Fingers? He wouldn't get the reference. No, but they like hand out beers, or like some of them kind of like take like a wagon with like a cooler in it and like
nice.
Bring it with the kids. No,
so it's encouraged.
I would say you could definitely have a few brew dogs.
A few. Firing down a few brew dogs.
Yeah, a couple
right,
pumpkin
nice.
Beers.
Go back.
Live
and
a little.
Refill.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Okay.
Are you going to bring your dog? I'm bringing
no.
my dog.
No.
Yeah.
Trick or treating?
Oh, yeah.
God, no.
I mean, he's not going to get any little,
no, Charles,
little snacks.
I will tell you, though. So what, you dress up Harrow?
One year I think we did. No, he just has like a bandana that's got like ghosts and stuff on it.
Nice.
That's probably the extent of
Does
it.
Does he like it?
The bandana?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He wears bandanas all year round.
Let me tell you, Charleston doesn't like much in life these days.
No. Well, he did take all his teeth.
He's toothless.
Right.
He's elderly.
Not, yeah.
He doesn't like much.
He's seen better days, if we're being honest. Know.
There's not much he looks forward to. We pulled out the, he's worn this, I swear to God, Halloween, he's probably worn this a decade straight. We dress him up as a little taco.
Oh, nice.
Wagon is
yeah,
it.
A little taco.
In it,
he likes that.
In it as of like 7:30 this morning.
Kind of shows off a little.
Yeah, and a little tail wag.
Yeah.
Ready to go. But will I take him trick-or-treating? Hell no.
No,
he won't be. No, he's staying in the house.
This is more so he doesn't lose his mind at the trick-or-treaters that show up at our front porch. It's also a little bit of that.
Doorbell rings?
Every time. Our doorbell's broken, which is awesome. It nice. Doesn't work.
Good.
So you can hit that button all day to your little heart's content. We're not going to hear a thing.
Okay.
But yeah, just so he's not going crazy at every single person that comes to the house, we'll also take him out for a lap.
Okay.
Which I think you'll like.
Thumbs up in the back, a few brew dogs while we're trick-or-treating. That's okay?
So.
That's allowed?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Go for it.
I mean, not driving. You're just walking around.
Yeah, just walking around.
Yeah. If you're driving, that's different. You're just walking around.
Yeah, just walking around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Walking around.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I think the plan for me tonight is, so we have the 5-year-old and the 2-year-old. So the 2-year-old will probably do like the immediate neighbors, and then probably call it a night.
What do you do when your whole house is trick-or-treating? What do? You leave out a bowl of candy? Or you say, BRB? What do you do with that?
Yeah, that's the tough
part. We get so little foot traffic on our street.
Yanked. I think we might, maybe we'll
leave the
early.
I'll leave the bowl out on our street.
Yeah, it's
but
risky.
In previous places I've lived, you can't do that because it'll
gone.
Be gone. Yeah.
Oh, it's gone.
No chance.
So I think maybe we'll do that, and then but like not put all the candy out, and then be like, all right, when we come home, then we can kind of divvy it out a little bit. That's probably the play, because one of us will probably have to go home early with the 2-year-old, and then the 5-year-old's probably going to want to go until the lights are out.
How long till you're picking through the kids' candy?
No, immediately.
Before we even get home.
Yeah.
Like on the walk.
Eyeballing it. Oh, Reese's Cup? Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, those, anything in an orange wrapper is pretty gross, Lucas.
You can't eat these.
Yeah, you know, you won't like those.
These are spicy.
Yeah.
What? Give me that.
These are spicy. Like, all the candy's spicy, Dad? I don't believe it anymore.
Tastes like broccoli, actually. All those Reese's ones are broccoli.
That's going to be a good time. When you dump the candy out on the floor and you just start diving into it.
Nice.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, your dad text.
So I'm like, dad text. Yeah, who's walking with you out there?
Yeah, seriously.
You think I wanted to do that? Like, all right, fine. Have a
Reese's. You're like, shut up. Eight brew dogs deep.
Yeah, okay. Just yelling at your kids now. I guess turned miserable.
Lying on the ground, just eating candy on your back.
No, I think my fear is it's too hot. I think a nice, cool, crisp trick-or-treating.
My fear is I run out of battery mid-walk.
You're going to run out of battery, and you're going to be sweating in that thing.
Yeah, I already am.
You're going to be hot as...
Yeah, I'm going to need backup batteries on my walk.
Hotter than Jim Montgomery's seat is going to be you out there. Maybe that's what I'll go as.
You're Jim sweating.
I was Jim Montgomery just sweating his seat. Just
I thought you were
going to
go as his chair.
It's piping hot. Like, yeah, I heard a scoop today on the radio about how hot the seat was.
You know, I don't care for some of the backlash that you've gotten in the Twitch chat.
I've gotten backlash? People don't like the scoop.
People don't love the scoop. They say, scoop, Keith. Odd scoop. He's on the hot seat, Keith. It's a scoop.
Don't look a scoop horse in the mouth.
The scoop isn't speculation. The scoop is that the owner is pissed.
Confirmed hot seat.
The owner's pissed.
Yes.
And he better turn it around quicker. He's going to lose his job. That's the scoop.
Yeah. Scoop, Keith.
Yeah. I see you, Monty Mac. I see you.
I know.
Talk about hot seats and riding the bench, Monty Mac.
Oh, that guy's just miserable, though. He doesn't like anything.
Monty Mac play a lot for UMass, I don't recall.
No, he's great.
Did he play a lot?
It was post-Camby. He lit it up. He was good. The teams weren't as good, but he was a good player for them.
But was he on those teams with Camby?
No.
He wasn't. He was after that. Got it. Bruiser Flint, UMass?
Lou Rowe was gone. Yeah, I think so.
Lou Rowe was a Piston.
Lou Rowe was good.
Lou Rowe was real nice.
Nice player.
Yeah.
Second round pick.
Not in the NBA.
No, sucked in the NBA. Good at UMass.
Real good there.
Trevieso.
Yeah.
Went to Thayer Academy.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
Where'd Padilla go?
Not sure.
I don't know either.
Can't speak to it.
Yeah, I don't
know. Dana Dingle? I don't know. Those guys were good. That was a good squad, though. They refused to lose.
Derek Kellogg, bro?
Yeah, I know.
A nice squad. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On All Hallows Eve, time for Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program.
Uh-huh.
We're going to get to it right now, Jones.
Good.
Is this your
Grab Bag?
Blaring. Is this your
Grab Bag?
Blaring.
Look, man.
Dude, please.
Bruins and Hurricanes tonight, 7 o'clock. You might still be out trick-or-treating, or perhaps you just, or maybe you just got back.
I think it's dark early. I'll be back. 7 o'clock?
What time do you start? 5:36? I bet, like, it's dark early.
Gather all the kids at, like, 5.
Okay.
Which would be a great place for, you know, witches to, you know, steal their souls or something like that. Get them all in one area. Yeah, hocus pocus style.
Yeah, I got
that. Yeah, if they wanted to do that. Yeah, sure. Not that far away. No. Yeah, 5. I bet we're back home by 7. I'll be back home for puck drop.
Eating candy, watching the bees tonight.
Yeah. How many brew dogs deep? Find out.
17. Do you like their chances tonight?
No.
It's a big game for them.
Look.
It's a big game.
Razor didn't want me to, you know, throw that in his face on the way out, but it's like, yeah, hopefully Monty makes the trip back with you. Like, hopefully Monty makes the trip back with him for Monty's sake. Yeah. But I wouldn't guarantee it. I don't expect it to go well tonight at all.
Let's reach back into the grab bag.
We got a Drake May update, Jones. What is the Drake May update?
Oh, this is from Mike Reese, the latest here, and it's the Drake May. Looks like he's continuing to progress when it comes to concussion protocol. He says the arrival there at the media access portion. Drake May has a been cited, which he wasn't yesterday. He is taking another step forward in the NFL's concussion protocol. May was also the first quarterback in QB repetitions today on the practice field.
Okay.
So
chances he plays now?
I mean,
decent.
Higher. Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's put a percentage on it. I said before, I don't know, maybe like 25% he would play. I didn't think it was very likely. I didn't totally rule it out. 25%. I still
up it.
Yeah.
I think you'd have to up it based on that. So my whole point is
51,
like,
is he more likely to play now than not? 51%?
Yeah.
Is it higher than that?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, what is it?
It's 52. It's higher than 51.
51?
No, that's a very encouraging update, yeah. Because part of the reason why I was like, hey, maybe just don't play him, is if it's so late in the week that he gets activated, I just think at that position it's really tough to throw in there. And also, not just at that position, but specifically a guy who's only made 3 career starts. If this was, you know, Mahomes or Burrow and he's not, and then all of a sudden he's available, you're like, yo, yeah, we're getting him in. But for this guy, I feel like, hey, maybe he needs a little bit more to be involved more in practice than I would wait. But if he's already out there on Thursday, like, okay.
If I'm wrong about this, I'm wrong. But I didn't think he would get cleared. If he gets cleared, he should absolutely play. I don't care if it's tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. I don't care. So maybe he'll clear this thing, which I did not anticipate. But if he does, he should be out there and playing. I do agree with you, though. Getting the reps this early in the week, that's a good sign. And it's much more meaningful to me under Jerod Mayo than, like, Bill. If it was still Bill, I'd be like, are they playing games?
Yeah.
Is he just out there first in line to, like, throw the opponent off the scent? With Mayo, I kind of think what you see is more what you're going to get.
All right, how about last night's top NBA performance, Jones? This is a new little segment within the segment.
Oh, good.
Karl Anthony Towns had 44-13 for the New York Knicks last night in their win over the Miami Heat.
Nice.
44-13.
Wow, top. Is this his high score? How are you going to define this?
Sure.
Just up to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
I had the Chet Holmgren. It was Chet and Wemby last
That's
night.
That's a fun game.
It was. I had the Chet Holmgren over 3.5 blocks and steals last night. Hit like you read it.
Right away, huh?
Oh, nice.
Thunder got the win. Hopefully, and I saw Kevin O'Connor, I think, tweeting about this. He's like, hopefully the Spurs end up being decent so that this can actually be a rivalry. If it's just Chet Holmgren on a good Thunder team versus Wembanyama on a horrible Spurs team every year, like, that's not really much of a rivalry.
A couple of lanky dudes.
Two slender men out there duking it out every single night. No, but those guys are great. I mean, they're both really good, but yeah.
When it's around 1:30 and the cakes get hot, the Jones and Keefe grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag, the Jones and Keefe grab bag, the Jones and Keefe grab bag on EEI.
Week 9 in the NFL kicks off tonight, Thursday Night Football, Jets and Texans on what should be a spooky evening. Jets are the favorite in this one. Vegas obviously looking for a bounce back game because, correct me if I'm wrong, they just lost to the Patriots.
That's correct.
And they're now favored over the Houston Texans.
Okay, here's how the line's gone this week. My guy John Ewing over at BetMGM.
That's your guy.
Jets open +1. The line this morning, they were favored by 1.5. It's now up to -2. The Jets are a favorite. They've lost 5 games in a row.
Yeah.
They just lost to the Patriots. And for some reason, the line keeps going heavier and heavier towards the Jets. I don't get it. What am I missing?
I feel like it's a sucker's bet
like
when
the only,
I take the Texans.
Right, that's the only reason to bet the Texans is because it's like, I don't get what Vegas is telling me.
I don't know.
What does Vegas know that I don't know?
Nick,
but I still want the Texans
account.
Side. Yeah.
Right, Nick went all in Hold'em style, right?
Whole $26.35.
Nice.
2.5 hams.
I saw the money.
2.5 hams.
Money line
it's
this
like
morning.
2.5 hams for like 8.5 hams.
What'd you get, money line?
+110?
It was +110 this morning. I don't know what it's up
so
to now.
So the show, do we agree the Texans are going to win?
Yes.
All right.
If we all agree, how
could it possibly go wrong?
Good point.
Yeah.
We should be fine.
Yeah.
I'm definitely getting in on that.
Nice.
That seems like that action's too sweet.
It's my
grab bag.
And I need it now.
All right. Here's going to be the big candy corn taste test of the year. I haven't had a candy corn in well over a decade, I would say.
Yeah. Pop a couple candy corns over here. Yeah. I like a candy corn.
So when this got brought up because Alex Van Pelt said it's his favorite Halloween candy, I was like, yeesh, like what a choice. And you're like, oh, no, they're pretty good. And I'm like, I don't think they are. Like many people, I said throw them in the trash.
They're delicious. I mean,
you like them?
Yeah.
I think it's trash.
Yeah, they're not trash. I mean, they're not like
you do one at a time. Or you fire in like 10.
Depends on how much flavor you want. How enjoyable do you want it to be? The more,
I
want the
be pretty enjoyable.
Yeah, have a whole
actually.
Bunch. Here's 2.
I'm gonna put one in.
Yeah,
I'm gonna start.
They're great. You don't like that?
No, I do not.
What don't you like about it?
It's kind of chalky.
Yeah, I think I like that. I think that's
like,
what I like.
You like the chalkiness of the candy corn?
I think that
corn?
Is what I like, yeah. It tastes like a... It tastes like... Do you not like frosting on a cake? It tastes like cake frosting.
Yeah, a little bit of cake frosting.
That's not a little bit. That's
I don't
flavor.
Like cake frosting on its own, though. I like it with the cake.
Oh, I saved the cake frosting till the end.
Just you have a scoop of...
I just eat right around the cake. I got
you eat all the inside of the cake first?
Parts of it, yeah.
No, these are bad.
Try another one. Okay. See if your taste buds have changed in the last
maybe,
5 seconds.
Maybe it's changed.
I like them.
Billy or Nick, you guys want candy corns?
Hey, want to run here and get them? Bill's...
I'll take some next
yeah,
break.
Bill, Bill's right. thinking about it, yeah.
Oh, nice. There is a chalkiness to it, though.
Yeah, but it's kind of the more you eat, the better, isn't it?
It's not hurting it. It's like a...
Try another one. Fire down another
you
one.
You think another yeah, a third yeah, one
yeah,
will
yeah,
help?
Going. I'm eating them two at a time.
No, I noticed that.
Noah's Ark style.
Yeah, some of them don't... Yeah, they're just orange and yellow.
Get another one in there, yeah.
I don't know if I like it. What's the nutritional value?
I don't not like it.
A lot of sugar. A lot of sugar.
I just think everybody...
Pure sugar.
This is very fashionable.
Oh, it is a sugar.
Yeah.
It's
very fashionable to not like candy corn, and so I think a lot of people have been brainwashed to not even try it. It's good.
Yeah, like as a kid, I would just break off the tips of them and then stick in my teeth and I become a vampire. Just
that's
like
fun.
That.
That's a fun game, Bill. I think it is better than a... what is that?
$10 shake goes, Keith, these are bad. Eats more.
Eats more. How about... These are horrible. Yeah, here's more. Well, maybe it was going to get better. I don't know if it was one of those things.
I think it did. I saw you eat more of them.
You know what?
Yeah, the more you eat, the better.
It's probably better than like a bad jelly bean.
Yeah, they're definitely better than jelly beans.
I don't like
jelly beans.
Yeah,
I don't love gummy bears. Those are better than gummy bears, jelly beans. Those are better than a lot of things.
Yeah.
They're not the greatest candy ever, but I don't get the hate for candy corn.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag, pop a cork, fingers grab bag, spin the wheel, round and round grab bag.
Yeah.
Life is grab, life is bag, grab bag yourself, a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
College football.
Life is grab, life is bag.
College football.
Words to live by.
If you want to bet on something other than Thursday Night Football or the Boston Bruins, you also have Tulane and Charlotte, if you're into that. College football.
You got a line on that?
No.
Put me on the green wave side.
You like the wave?
Ride with the wave, yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from...
Grab bag.
All right, how about this? The LA Dodgers, as we know, won the World Series. And the fans... In L.A., handled it very well.
Did they?
12 arrested and a bus set on fire. They lit a Metro bus on fire.
That's like every city when you win a World Series, you should expect you're going to lose at least a bus.
I never understood that. Like,
well,
I'm so excited.
I'm not saying I'm the one destroying the bus, but like...
No, you're not.
But like a bus is collateral damage in a World Series.
You think
parade.
They got off all right with one bus?
Yeah, one bus.
I don't know.
Of arrests and one bus? That's nothing.
Yeah, God. Remember when we won the World Series and we lit that bus on fire?
I'm just surprised.
I think you kind of always wanted to light the bus on fire, and now you're just coming up with some excuse to do it.
Hey, you need a reason to light the bus on fire.
Dodgers. Yeah. I feel like if they lost, you'd be more likely to light the bus on fire.
Oh, Vancouver style.
Then you go full Canucks.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
That made more sense. I'm not celebrating that.
Yeah, right.
Better Canada? Candy in Canada? Better riots in Canada.
Doesn't it make more sense? Let's cause a lot of damage
after a
loss.
It's a happy birthday.
Than a win?
Yeah, you're excited.
So congrats to the Dodgers. Of course, 12 arrested. That's what we're...
I don't think that's that big of a number.
It's a big city.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's
a
ton of people.
Per capita? That's
not
that big.
It's a big city. Yeah. That's fair.
It's a grab bag!
All right, the horror movie of the day. I'm not going to leave you in suspense, Jones. It is Halloween. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say there are, I think, 13 Halloween movies.
Okay.
13 Halloween movies. They are not all great.
Okay.
Let me be the first to tell you. Some of them are real bad.
Wasn't there one called...
Three Stinks, Five Stinks, Six Stinks.
Somebody texted or maybe it was
Rob
on Twitch.
Zombie one stink.
Was there an...
Oh. How dare you?
Oh.
Besmirch Rob Zombie. The second Rob Zombie one does stink.
Is
the
there,
first one's not bad.
Wasn't there one called H2O?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what number was that?
Well, it was 20 years after the first one, but it was probably
like
the seventh one made.
Yeah, so that's confusing.
LL Cool J, Josh Hartnett, Janet Leigh.
Oh, it sounds like a good cast.
Actually, a great cast.
Yeah.
Michelle Williams.
Okay, yeah.
So I think the one thing that nobody can debate is the original is the best, and then the most recent one is the worst. Halloween Ends. So they brought Jamie Lee Curtis back.
I think you're just sad because it's over. I think that's probably...
No, it was legitimately terrible.
They'll probably reboot it. It'll be back. But so Danny McBride and one of his like writing buddies like brought back the Halloween series. So there's like three relatively new ones. 2018 and then whatever it was Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends. The last one is so bad. It's the worst. The first like reboot, if you will, requel, pretty good. I would also say... H2O is pretty good. Halloween 2 is decent enough. And then Halloween 4, I have a nice time with Halloween 4. Halloween 4 is pretty good.
Okay. So those are your Halloween power rankings. Not to be confused with your top 10 horror movies.
Correct.
Your Halloween film series power rankings.
Very different. These are all very different.
Nice.
We're going to do the clip du jour next, right?
Okay.
So
in the
meantime, should we get to this?
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. It's a Oakland A.
Molly Fingers.
Yes.
Crowley fingers.
Correct. Nick got it. No. Yeah. That was the obvious one. That's a good one. All right. How about this ball player, the random baseball player of the day, shortstop, played from 1991 to 2007.
Mike Bordick.
No.
I've guessed Mike Bordick before.
It's a 17-year career. He played for the following teams.
Randy Velarde.
Are you sitting down?
Yeah. Was Randy Velarde a shortstop?
No. Giants, Cardinals, Rangers, White Sox, D-backs, Rockies, Red Sox, Reds, Nationals, Blue Jays, Brewers.
It's almost more confusing when there's that many.
It's too many teams.
Yeah,
so I'll tell you,
he was majority of the time an A?
Majority of the time, he was never an A. He was a majority of the time San Francisco Giants.
I thought you said he was an A to start.
Did I?
I thought you did. No, I think he was saying the eight as a joke to be like, it's going to be
that was
going to
be Raleigh Fingers.
Yeah, that was a joke.
I thought we were actually getting a hilarious joke.
I don't want to have to explain it to you. But it was the Giants. The Giants he played 506 games with, then Cardinals 373, Rangers 333, then it's kind of a drop-off from there. So he broke in 91.
Okay.
He retired after the 07 season where he had a cup of coffee with the Red Sox in 07.
Oh.
He was, again, a shortstop and an all-star in 1997, a one-time all-star representing the St. Louis Cardinals.
Ricky Gutierrez.
Great guess, no.
Oh,
he faded away.
Oh, my God. It was a Nick Young.
Clank.
That was a Nick Young. He thought he had it.
He looked the other way.
He thought he had it.
Oh. No. 6 foot tall. He'd run you 175 pounds. Right-handed stick.
I got nothing.
Never a home run hitter. High of home runs was 14 with Texas. High steals, though, 33.
Oh.
So he'd swipe you a bag a little bit.
Okay. I saw one scroll by in the Twitch chat that I think sounds right.
Quentin Berry?
I know. Ooh, Quentin Berry, pinch runner. He did it. Yeah. He did have a little cameo with the Red Sox at one point in time.
No.
Twitch chat is guessing, and again, I never would have got this. Royce Clayton?
Correct.
Royce Clayton.
Royce Clayton.
Wow.
Royce Clayton played a long time. And remember at the very end in that 07 year, he played 8 games with the Red Sox.
No, I don't remember that. Ray Ordonez
was a good guess.
Mike Lansing didn't. Wasn't
Royce
really a shortstop, was he?
Who? Lansing?
Lansing?
Yeah, he played short.
Did he? I thought he played second.
Probably both.
Yeah.
But no, Royce Clayton. A lot of people were on Royce Clayton.
Royce Clayton. I do remember the name.
Nice random ball player right there.
About as random as they get. Uh-huh. Never an A.
No. Never played for the A's. Played for everybody else, though.
Unlike Raleigh Fingers. Give me the teams again. That was a lot of teams.
It was Giants, Cardinals, Rangers, White Sox, Diamondbacks, Rockies, Red Sox, Reds, Nationals, Blue Jays, Brewers. Stupid. I mean, you get to move all those times. Like, I'm done.
Yeah, at some point, you're going
to move again. Like, I'm not playing.
Some point, about.
I don't want to play.
Not going to do this again. How many teammates you got to introduce yourself to? Their wives,
so
their kids, coaches. How many times do you have the same argument over and over again about Halloween costumes?
Yeah, it's terrible.
New people now. I love candy corn. Oh, you don't love candy corn. You got to do it every single time, every new team.
Grab bag.
There you go.
Royce Clayton.
There's the grab bag.
Random baseball player of the day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get you the clip du jour and see what WEEI Afternoons has coming up next.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe's WEEI. You know, Lana Del Rey does a version of this song as well, which, as you can imagine, is amazing.
I know you're a fan.
I'm a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
But Jones, without further ado, it's time for the clip du jour.
Oh, the clip du jour. What's that? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day, and this is from our show earlier in the day where one Jermaine Wiggins was not thrilled with Adam Jones' choice of costume.
I don't want to hear this again.
Yes, here we go. Wiggins
got a bone to pick, though, right?
Yes, I do have a bone to pick.
Yeah, we got you. Yeah, you sound great.
You sound spectacular. Doesn't talk.
No, he doesn't. Yeah.
But we're breaking character.
That's fine.
Well, I said to Adam, when you do a costume, you have to do it where I know it. And I'm like, are you just a rocket ship?
Yeah. There's like a rocket man sitting on the front of the rocket blasting off. Yeah,
yeah, but it's
there's
just
like a fan
a
in there.
Ship.
Sounds dirtier
yeah, it's
than
just
I want
a rocket
to.
Ship. Yes. Yeah,
you yeah. should. Let me take this
yeah,
off.
Yeah, please.
So I can talk.
Just extra horrifying.
Surprise! It's me. No, it's Jermaine Wiggins the whole time. I didn't know if you guys
Super
knew
Bowl
it was
champion.
Me.
Yeah, yeah,
yes, yes.
So
yes.
I don't get enough lectures at home. I got to yes, show. Yes, I got to yes. show up and get lectured by Wiggy about my Halloween costume.
Well, because
I am.
I feel like I am the honorary Halloween costume guy.
I agree.
And like Rich. Raleigh Fingers, get it, love it, hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know
Baseball
that.
Hall of Famer, four-time Roll AIDS Relief Man of the Year. Raleigh
Nick
Fingers.
Chewbacca.
Yep,
got that. Stop making
yeah.
the sound.
No, that's good. That's true. Good.
My buddy.
Yep. Yep.
Get it.
That's a costume.
Yeah. That get
that's
it.
That's a
like,
costume. Look at Goodfellas
yeah.
back there.
Yeah, you're just a regular rocket ship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just, yep. That's like would be in. One thing if it was the Toy Story Rocket Man.
Okay. So next
I would
year,
know
next year,
John.
Huh?
Elton John.
Or Elton John. Oh, yeah,
John,
if you dressed up like
Elton
that.
Elton John, Buzz Lightyear,
so,
Buzz
yeah,
Aldrin.
Like, then no. I know it.
I yeah. think, yeah, but you're costume shaming.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah you're costume shaming.
Well,
yeah,
because I'm trying to just help you out. You know what I mean? It's just, it's not like shaming. It's like constructive
it's
criticism.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got it. Seemed like shaming.
It seemed like shaming.
But he's like, you want to know, you don't want to have to ask what somebody is, I guess is his point.
Right, so now the question is, next year.
Yeah, what do you
maybe that's a dangerous assumption, Keith. But next year,
maybe just go as Jermaine Wiggins.
Well, no, or do
really
I
flip it on?
Or
him.
Do I just really lean in and go like,
not just very general just something, just something from the store?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
just to burn his bridges,
or just go Art the Clown. Every year you do what Wiggy was the previous year. You're just chasing him. You're chasing Wiggy's costumes.
Yeah. Can't hate on it.
No,
can't possibly.
Like, oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah,
not all that creative, but good.
In your face,
yes.
There, Wiggy. Okay, so that's the clip du jour. From earlier today on the program. Now, neither of Arcan nor Hart
no,
are
they don't
dressed
celebrate.
Up. Yeah, what's up with that?
I have an embarrassing story as to why I don't have a costume.
Oh, what is it?
I thought I ordered a Weird Al Yankovic costume
nice.
Weeks ago.
Do like Weird Al.
And I went to check it today.
Use Keith's mustache.
Yep. And it was still in the cart. I never actually ordered the thing. So I checked. I was like, well, maybe it's coming today. And I never
late.
Ordered it. It just
never
sat there
it.
Right in the cart.
Nice.
And I never actually purchased it.
Okay.
They should send you some deals, though. Usually if you leave something in the cart for a while, they're like, hey,
I'm going to be getting
off.
Costume algorithm forever.
Wait, like, is that like a trick?
100%.
Leave it sitting in my cart and I'll incentivize me a little bit?
Definitely. Yep.
Or a bunch of like Weird Al albums
Art the
or something.
Art the Clown for next Halloween.
Great.
Okay.
Sit on it.
Also, I didn't want to get insulted by Wiggy, so I just didn't even
I was not expecting that.
Yep.
I was expecting, you know, especially with Greg standing there in no costume.
No costume.
I'd
be like, hey, Jones, look at you putting in the work.
Yeah,
in the
that's what I kind of expected, but Wiggy didn't feel that way.
Did he also not know Buzz Lightyear's name? Did he say the...
He
like,
said Toy
the,
Story
he, yeah, he did not say Buzz Lightyear.
Rocket,
that's true. That's a good point.
Like,
he was like, you know...
So he Toy Story...
No, but he's arguing...
Toy Story Rocket Man.
He's arguing that you have to be a specific character, but he then used a generic way to describe
and in a little,
Buzz
a
Lightyear.
Peek behind the curtain, he had to ask who everybody back there was. He's like, what is Nick?
He didn't know Billy or
Chewbacca.
Nick, even though they're both like very
he
obvious.
He didn't know Nick was Chewbacca?
No.
No. I mean, what do you think he was?
In fairness, maybe he couldn't fully see.
Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, regular furry.
Maybe it could be Scooby-Doo.
It could have been Scooby-Doo.
We couldn't see, I don't want to reveal who it was, but it was Stiz. We couldn't see him back there earlier in his costume, and so
that's
maybe
you
couldn't
one.
See it. Yeah. Yeah.
He is very disappointed in us.
I who? Bet.
Yeah, that we are
be.
Not dressed
we're
up.
Stiz. I mean, this is not costume shaming. You guys are not in costume, so we're
all... Yeah, nothing to shame.
I have a bright pink shirt on.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you look like Visor Ken from the Barbie movie.
Oh, yeah, you kind of do.
On your beach.
Yes, I'm Visor Ken.
Visor Ken.
Pretty good. I am dressed up.
You loser.
In your face.
Football coach Ken. I thought you were going to come in as a boxer, given the poll yesterday that had you all riled up.
Yeah, well, everyone thinks that he would beat me in a fight. I don't know. I'm really underestimating my reach,
I'm going to tell you, I voted in that poll, and I did vote for Hart. Should we be voting for you in that poll? I didn't
vote for whoever you think is going to win the fight, is all I'm saying.
Well, right, but that's...
You think it's going to be him, then vote for him.
That is how I voted.
Just... For clarification, is it a
fight, like in the parking lot fight? Is it a MMA fight? Is it a boxing match?
Well, I asked, is he diving over the desk at me?
Yeah.
Are there rules?
Does Hart, is Hart handcuffed to something?
I don't think there's rules. No, I wouldn't say there's rules.
Is Hart already hogtied by somebody else? And then you have to come in there and finish him off?
Doesn't sound like a fight now. It sounds like something else.
It's a beatdown.
No, that wouldn't be part of it. It'd just be one-on-one.
Yeah.
How did that,
I missed the origin of this. How did that come up?
I don't even know.
Who's tougher? Who's the alpha male?
It was in the Twitch chat.
Something, you know, stuff goes on in the Twitch chat.
It's aggressive.
It's organic. Yeah. Twitch chat voted. It was right down the middle. Then on Twitter, it was all hard. So I imagine the bots got involved.
Could be
what happened there.
AI. Yeah. Fake news.
That whole thing.
So you guys are fighting.
Only one way to settle it, though.
Fighting live on the show today. Yeah, is that what you're doing, fight. I'm assuming?
Yeah. Well, I think I slept funny last night and pulled a muscle, so it's not.
He tells me he's in shape. I slept last night.
I finally clicked for the costume.
Yeah, I pulled something.
Yeah, exactly. So what's coming up on the program today?
It's a Tommy Curran Thursday, which is very exciting. Nice. I'm not in tomorrow, so we'll do our Titans scouting report today as well. That's all coming up along with the big scoop from Keith about Monty on the hot seat, which I think
Super
is a big story in the city right
now. Thank you.
Okay.
People in the Twitch chat telling me that's not a scoop. They said the team's bad. Contract year, not a scoop.
It's obvious, Keith.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, Keith, you know that.
All right.
I haven't heard anyone else report it.
All right.
It's true. But you never hear anyone else report what he's reporting.
It's true.
But they've always been right. They've been right every time.
You hear people report the opposite of what he says.
Yeah. I have heard that.
And it doesn't go well for them.
What about Marchand? Nothing?
Yeah. Crickets on that. Yeah. I got nothing.
I'd be quiet, too, in case he's done.
Exactly.
That'll be a Jones scoop.
Stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons. You got Arcan. You got Hard. It comes your way at 2 o'clock. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 right here on a Patriots Friday on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.